I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a Blossom Podcast. What a safari there. Chester Zoo.
Steve Irwin.
Live from not in a pub.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Hello, hello.
Hi, Joe.
just commenting on the Charlie's Safari shirt.
Quite David Gates, isn't it?
It's quite David Gates.
It's good.
Gates,
it's nice.
Linen.
Is it short sleeve, that?
No, I wish. Fucking hell. It comes with shorts as well.
Does it?
And a pith helmet.
I'd love it. I reckon I'd rep that vibe.
You've just struck a chord with me there.
Oh.
G7. You remember you played Twitter Fortesque, who was a safari explorer in a school play.
Twitter Fortesque, that was my
Twitter
accent.
Twitter.
That was the character's
that
name.
That was my
I remembered that.
My accent, I did. Twitter Fortesque.
Like what are the
slight lisp, no yeah.
You had, you must have had a bit of a gear on like that.
Oh, I did, yeah. I look boss.
I bet you look back now, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the Wild Thornberry.
It was me.
Wild Thornberry.
I was the murderer.
Were you?
Yeah.
In that...
Yeah,
in
did you not know that?
Remember.
Yeah, I was the murderer.
Twitter Fortesque was the murderer?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
What play was this?
Main part.
It was called The Affairs at Meddler's Top.
It was. Tom was the detective.
I was a detective.
Oh, no.
I was a detective. Me and Budgie were like a little bit of a double act, right? And we did a few showings of the play. So we did like opening night to like the friends and family, which was boss. Everyone was pissing themselves and that.
Yeah.
We did one for like
storm.
We did one for like the year sevens or like the new year sevens. So they were like year sixes at the time.
Yeah.
Did I come to this then?
Potentially. I feel like you'd have already been in year seven at this point because I was in year 11.
Oh,
and
right.
I fucking decked it on stage like really badly.
Yeah, he did. Stayed in character though.
Stayed in character.
There's a DVD of it in some stage.
True performer.
Yeah, there's a DVD of it.
And then that was the one where the one of the guys, Alex Royce, who's a mate of ours from school, he just like flipped out. I was like, I'm not fucking doing it.
Yeah. on one of the nights he refused to do it, so then the teacher had to dress up as a man, Miss Stone, with a newspaper in every scene.
With the lines.
With the lines for the play. Good times, man.
Good time. Did any of you use in plays at school?
I did a monologue.
Oh, was this like drama?
Drama
GCSE.
I did a monologue and people cried.
What, really?
How proud of himself he is.
Go on.
I bet
it was dead serious.
Let me just make sure I didn't make this up. I was in a play and at the end they cried, but I had a monologue
Right, whoa, you see, changed already.
Cried
with laughter or cried?
No, it was about like the Vietnam War. It was pretty intense.
Right, no,
what was
all
your character? What was my character? Some guy just shooting people. I can't remember.
Did you have PTSD?
I think that was the vibe. It was a complete rip-off of that fucking Tom Hanks movie.
Saving Private Ryan.
But like it was in Vietnam, yeah.
Right.
So yeah.
It's not a rip-off of that.
No.
Do you know what Matt Safin's fear always laugh about? Like, you know, them drama plays, and it's always like, I didn't want to do it. I just got made to do it. Do you know what I mean? About drugs, it's always like them lines.
Dead serious.
In every single one. And it's always like interpretive dance. He was going like,
do you know what? It was fun though, wasn't it? The ultimate sky drama.
Drama's mint.
I got cast when I was in year seven. I got cast for a year 10 play.
Ooh.
For my, you know.
That's just because they thought you were in year 10.
I think.
The walking
was
frame
that,
of thinking.
Was that Jamie and Kyle in that play?
Yeah.
I came to watch it. I think I remember. What was you? What was you in it?
Just like a drunk.
I thought it was feral. Like a feral thing kid. But I remember it now.
No, I was like a pissed up guy. It was me and this other guy in year 10, except I was in year 7 for some reason. And,
yeah.
And I got scored the role. That's how I met my agents, actually.
Chaz, you in any plays?
Yeah, I was in West Side Story.
What were you in West Side Story?
The main guy in the Jets who dies.
Was you?
Yeah, spoiler. Yeah.
Oh, what's he called?
Spoiler.
Riff. Is he called Riff?
Is it Riff?
When you're a Jet, you're
can't remember it. This was primary school, and then I was in a circus play where I was the ringleader, so I had to like Ring Peace Leader. Everyone. Top Hat and Tails.
Steen was thingy, wasn't he?
Steen was cast as one of the strongmen. Right. And he had like a leopard print leotard on. And
Riff, yeah.
Dumbo.
No, he wasn't actually. He was a weightlifter.
Yeah.
He was one of three weightlifters, so he had the leopard print leotard on. And the weights, it was just a plastic bar with two black balloons at the end. He had to just lift it up. And I'm sure he had like a moustache, a curly moustache painted on.
I thought it was a Family Guy, isn't it?
He ended up in tears because he thought everyone was laughing at him.
No! Oh, no! Man.
Looking back, you know, he did look a bit of a tit.
No, he didn't. I did that in year, like, I can't remember what, it was. I was young, maybe reception or something. And I did a fashion show and walked down pouting and everyone started laughing at
me. Katie told me about this. And I... No, what... Oh, yeah.
And I was like pouting like that. I'm walking down proper going for it.
Giving it
full on. And everyone started laughing. And I could see mum in the audience. I just ran to my mum crying, just jumped on her knee and hugged her.
Oh, that's just remind me of that. I did something in reception. Infant school.
Drums.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, I can't remember what it was. It was like, I think it was some sort of play or fashion show thing. And I played the drums at the age of six.
That's cool as sin. Jazz drums or...
Yeah, traditional grip, obviously.
Show and tell was a mad thing, wasn't it? You know, when you had to bring something in or you had to show one of your talents.
I don't think
in the corner over there, the Shaftesbury, that was my first show and tell in primary school.
Indy.
And I bought a custom, well, my mum and dad bought me a custom amp from Cash Converters. And it had a distortion setting on it. And I took that in with that. And I played fucking Smoke on the Water.
And that's the bass you recorded Charlemagne on.
Did you record Charlemagne on that bass?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, that's boss.
Yeah, full circle.
Anyone else do show and tell?
Full crown.
Joe, did Banks Lane do show and tell? Because I don't remember.
I don't remember doing show and tell. Like,
I'm pretty sure if you don't have anything to show, that's a bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe. I can't really remember
doing it. I think...
Actually, no, yo, yeah. Do you know what I brought in? I remembered this. Spears from Kenya.
A childhood snake.
Did you see the childhood snake? I mean, I went on holiday to Kenya and that makes me sound dead middle class.
No.
We've never gone into this,
reverse.
Have we? Yeah. Reverse.
Reverse.
Rehearse. So my dad once went to the pub, pissed up, and applied to be on Cilla Black's Moment of Truth. R.I.P. Cilla, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolute legend. And
should we just give a quick, if the new generation don't know what that program is.
Oh shit, yeah.
Google it's like it. Where two married couples will go head to head in various tasks in it.
So it'd be like weird random
how
tests.
Many smarties can you carry to a bowl and, you know what I mean?
You shouldn't use that example. That's the example. That's what my mum and dad had to do.
Yeah.
It was like weird ones. It was like pull a tablecloth off a table without anything falling off it. My mum and dad had to move from smarties with chopsticks. Well, I mean, we might have spoke. Have we spoke like this?
They were on a game
basically
show.
They won, didn't they?
Yeah,
that's the short.
And we
won.
I'd never been on a plane before, all that, obviously. And we won a 5-star holiday to Kenya for 2 weeks, and it was like did safari, everything. It was like it was unreal.
But you also won the doors opened, and you won like a plethora of gifts as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
No. So this is where it goes. So that was this, because then when you win that, you go through to like a second round, and it's like you're not against anyone there. It's just a challenge, and so it's just my dad. Right. And he had to remember like all the FA Cup
final winners
since it started.
Jeez, you'd have nailed that, wouldn't you?
Well,
do you know what? Only, you know, he had like a role that he had to learn.
I've seen the footage.
Honestly, there was loads, and it's like so. I think he had to get five.
Can we upload it?
We'll try and find it.
We need to convert that to digital.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
My dad's like. Just had to press a button and a date pop up and had to say what they were. It was fucking
impression.
It was fucking well hard. It was harsh. It wasn't.
Yeah,
it's
hard.
And my dad's
it'd
shitting.
Be like,
my dad's
1964. And he'd be like Nottingham Forest and Manchester United, and he'd be like, oh, it was Manchester City.
Yeah, it's like fucking hell. Give him a break. But he's shitting it on it though, isn't he? My dad
still won a fucking. Like you still won though, didn't you?
Well, no, that was we won the holiday, but this is the second time. But we didn't win. That was the.
I love the little state. He's like for the filming him like. Practicing at home, like remembering obviously these staged little bits where like Katie and Joe go, it's like, how are you getting on, Dad?
Yeah,
he's like, oh, it's
how
really
old were you
hard.
When you were on acting? This?
I was well young.
Katie's like 10 or something. Tell you what,
I've got
Joe's
a fucking,
four,
I've got a moon head though. My head massive, you know, when I was a kid. I was, well,
do you
not
think it was?
Bigger, no.
Joe, did you have the bowl haircut?
Yeah, I did have the bowl haircut. Yeah.
Same, I mean, I ain't got that excuse anymore, have I? But.
No, I had a massive headlight, but
so basically, you took the spears from Kenya from that trip as you show and tell.
Yeah, do you know what? We took them on a plane.
Couldn't get away with that now.
Oh, it was just fucking amazing. Really good.
Did you ride an elephant?
No.
Good.
I didn't.
Could have borrowed the shirt.
I'm not into stuff like that. But we did go on a safari, and it was honestly, I still remember it now. It was absolutely mental.
Would you ever go back?
Yeah. Like honestly, like so that safari was like, I don't know. I can't explain it. Do you know what I mean? It was like very surreal. Like, at night, you stay in these safari tents, and monkeys like running over the tent and
fuck
stuff.
You
like
know.
That. You can hear like you all, where the tents are. You can see like water and all. But you know what I mean? Just a big like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you see the elephants. And
proper tropical.
Oh, yeah, proper. Just like, yeah, you Club see Tropicana. Elephants and like giraffes all over. It was like mad.
Surreal.
It was amazing. But So there we go.
I think I brought my dad in for show and tell once.
Yeah. Oh, pianist.
Yeah,
oh,
and he was, I remember he played Thomas the Tank Engine on the piano for everyone. But he was doing it like in a, like he'd go, he'd like.
Funk it up.
Like in a comedic fashion, go into a different tune. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
I think it was like, it must have been like a one-off music special or something.
I think mine was something to do with my dad.
Special show.
I think I explained what my dad did.
A war hero.
The naval setup.
Like he works away and they were like, everyone was like, what? I was like, yeah, he's not here. He's never here and stuff. People just couldn't get their head around it. But I can't remember what I did. I think I just explained what it was.
The Merchant Navy.
Thomas the Tank Engine. Bet there was a few jazz chords in there, weren't there?
The Boss theme tune, that
is really good. Have you heard the Biggie mashup?
Yeah, you showed it.
So good.
So yeah, you don't remember doing show and tell?
No. I probably brought in a dysfunctional family, didn't I? No, I genuinely don't have any memory of I don't have a lot of memory of anything.
Can we go back? What? No, I want to know what your monologue was like. Can you remember any of the monologue?
No, I remember going up onto the stage. It was a good little drama bit off the eye. And, you know.
Not there anymore, though, was it?
Not there anymore, it was a waste. But I remember going up and getting stage fright and forgetting it. And you know, like that moment where you're like, shit, and then the driver teacher's next side stage, like, mouthing the words, sweating.
Really?
And I just said it, and it was a bit shit. But that was my work experience, wasn't it? Because I jibbed work. I left work experience too late and then just did a drama workshop.
Fair play.
With some Z-list fucking actor. That was his boss. Dude. I don't know. I've tried to find her. I don't know her. She told me off. Then one of my mates brought a bottle of vodka in and got pissed. It was sound.
How old were you, eh?
15. 14.
I don't, we've gone this far and we've not even fucking spoke about the gig.
Oh shit.
God, yeah.
Oh yeah, we played a gig.
It was fucking mint.
Amazing.
Unreal.
So first of all, thank you very much, Liverpool.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Gems. It was fucking mint, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So good. Still on a high from it.
Did you get stage fright there, Miles?
No.
I actually got walking out.
You messed up a bit though, didn't you?
That's because I had three cans of Stella on stage. I got a bit excited is the word. That's why I don't drink on stage.
It was fucking mint, wasn't it? Like, yeah. It was so good, wasn't it?
I've missed it a lot.
Yeah, they were so loud, the crowd, and you took the ears out. I was like, fuck me. Can't wait to do it every night.
Bring
get
on
used
the summer.
Nah, it was fucking
it's that moment you only walk out and the crowd's going fucking, I mean it's been filmed, hasn't it? You can watch it back, but they're all like, the fucking lights and stuff. It was like HD, wasn't it?
Yeah.
HD, but as soon as we kicked into it, I was like, sound.
I sound like I couldn't at the beginning when I was like, but you can't help but feel mint when you walk out on a stage and everyone's screaming. Yeah, I mean, I might sound like a bellendier and I don't mean to.
No,
I'm just being completely honest. Like, and if anyone's like, oh yeah.
I forget how to walk when I go on stage like that. I'm really conscious of how
I've got.
Walking.
I know what you mean. I always have a really straight back.
Terminator.
Yeah,
I'm fucking
really straight back.
I didn't know there were screens. You know the gig.
Yeah, fucking telly screens
and shit.
I always do the. I always do the same thing where I get behind the kit and I put one of my cans in my little holder, the Joe's Butler. Buy it now from
Pretty
and then I hold it, hold the can up and fucking open it and just start down half a can.
Do you
like I'm some sort of wrestler or some shit?
Do you?
Yeah.
My stomach wouldn't be able to cope with that.
And then just fucking kick into girlfriend.
I got carried away, you go. Because obviously, when I'm fucking having it a bit and moving about, you start getting a bit out of breath. So then when I start singing, I'm like, fuck, I don't know how them pop stars do it. Obviously, they're fucking...
choreographed.
They're so healthy.
Yeah, it's like fitness, isn't it?
I was going to say fit, but it sounds like... But like physically fit
yeah.
to do that
shit. You know
shit.
When you watch like Shakira at the Super Bowl?
That's what I mean.
Beyonce
and all that.
Fucking hell, yeah.
I'm fucking shaking a little bit.
Shaking a little bit.
I'm just fucking about and I'm... But you just start because I'm like,
oh no, do you know what it is? I think I know what the secret is, man. Fucking headset microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a game changer there.
Can you imagine? MJ.
Fucking, no, who does it? Who does it?
Rennie the drummer.
Peter Gabriel.
He rides a bike. He rides a chopper on stage.
Never say in the round.
No, in the round. Sing. Is it, there's a
Salisbury
video.
Hill.
There's a video, isn't there, on YouTube of it? And yet, Tom, that is what you need to do.
I could hear the nerves in my voice as well when I was singing that first year. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, I don't
like I want fully into it yet. I'm not sure I
understand. Your fucking watch needs to shut up.
I was a shit piano.
Sorry. The gig was good.
How much is the piano? Have you got it tuned yet? Or could it still, can it not be tuned?
I can't be asked. I got my fucking... It's just really boring. I got my fucking gas...
House update with Miles.
I got my gas card sent, but I got the meter changed to a smart meter because it was prepayment, so I want to pay monthly. No. Long story short, I had to go with the company, one of the big six, and then change to someone else to pay monthly. Anyway, I'm with them now. They sent me a gas top-up card, and it says to activate your card, put it in the gas meter. It doesn't have a card slot. That's what I've changed from. So it's just gone back to square one, but with a different company now. So I don't know what to fucking do. I'm about to run out of gas. Can't top it up. Shit, that, innit?
Yeah, it's shit. Ring
them up. I don't get what you mean, a card so and shit. Why don't you just have normal gas?
That's exactly what I'm trying to do. But in I can't.
Because like Miles is, or like the people who were before Miles, it was obviously used.
Rented. Yeah, right. I get it.
So normally you can top up gas, you know, on a card.
Mm. Yeah. You can go to like the shop.
Go to the shop, yeah,
but I've changed it
back, but then with the company, it's still like they sent him a new card, but like it was a top up card.
For the old gas
they've
meter.
They've just changed the meter.
Bear in mind, this is taking 2 months and it's still not sorted. So it's just
honestly,
like,
Sophia's going to
that, that's why I walked in there and I was like, I'm basically, yeah, it's what it is.
Just ring them up and fucking tell them.
I will do.
We'll do it after this. I'll stand with you.
It's just boring shit, innit? What's happened to Sophia's?
Sophia's having the same thing with water. I mean, it's fucking boring, this, innit, now?
It's not great conversation.
This isn't good
it?
Conversation, but fucking getting an house is fucking... But you know, let's turn it to a positive. So any updates on the house? Looking good?
That is the update on the house.
Carpets?
Carpets coming tomorrow.
Go on.
I'm going to move in this weekend.
Which
is actually a segue into an It's Not Hard, Is It?
Hey, go on, what is it?
So, you know, we did the gig. We had a few guest lists. We had a few family and friends. Not a lot. I had about 4 each. Went there, said hello to a few people I've not seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people's families. Tom's family was there. Having a chat with, you know, a few people and that. And one of Tom's uncle, I was just chatting to him. And I was saying about, oh, I'm going to try moving next weekend. And he was like, you know what? I'll be able to sort you some boxes out. It's not hard, is it?
Oh, from where he works?
It's not hard, is it?
Not hard, is it?
It's good,
not hard, is it? No,
boxes.
Anyone?
Few
boxes are moving, yeah?
Has he sorted them out?
Yeah.
Did you say to him, I need boxes removing, though?
Removing?
No, did you say, I need boxes to move? And then he said that.
No, I didn't even say it. He just suggested it.
Oh, boss.
Yeah, not hard. So.
What size did you take, mate?
Eh?
Oh,
fucking shit, cut that out.
Fucking hell.
So I thought, you know.
That's good, that's quite nice. I'm into that.
He says he's going to text me, so.
I've got another one to add on to last week because I don't think I'd spoke to Carl Jarman last week, had I?
No.
Oh, Carl Jarman, yeah.
I was in the car.
The bus. I don't think we just mentioned.
Oh, the bus.
He said he sorted, didn't he?
Yeah, we just said it's not. Yeah.
He sorted it.
He has sorted
it. He's doing the bus for the wedding. Man. So yeah. It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, is it?
It's really not hard. One phone call.
Double
decker
mine.
You've got a vintage bus.
Doesn't take a lot, does it?
Can we talk about.
I've actually got nothing. It's not hard, is it?
Fucking hell, fuck me. It's just an It's Not Hard, Is It episode.
I'm going to give him a shout out as well. Stop Put Carpets. Keep it local. Guy came round, OG. He was like, I'll come round, measure up for you. I was like, sound, yeah.
I don't know if that's OG. I think that's what they have to do.
No. The guy is quite an OG. Okay. He's not like, you go to other places, they're in like suits and stuff, and it's a bit more like, it's a bit more
corporate.
Anyway, came round, measured up and stuff.
Didn't know you did that on the side, Josh.
And Emily found this really nice stair runner, like big stripe down the middle, certain type of carpet. I don't give a fuck, but it looks good.
Oh, right.
Showed the guy. And literally, I showed it him for like 2 seconds and he was like, I've got it in my head, I'll let you know. And I was like, are you sure, mate? He was like, yeah. Phoned me up the week later. He was like, Google this. Googled it, the exact thing that I showed him.
Fucking hell.
And he got it straight away.
Not hard, is it?
It's not carpet, is it?
Fucking hell.
So,
some of them people are just like true pros.
This is what I mean. It's OG.
Yeah,
you know
what they're talking about.
I'm into that.
He said, we walked in because they said one of you. Have you ever been to Stockport Carpet?
No, yes, we have.
That's where we got
that carpet
from.
In the yard.
Carpet in the yard.
Fucking hell. Okay, they did say.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
Chaz, anything happened? Had a good week? Interview quid?
Something. What was it now? I listen to music in the shower. I'm sure everybody does.
Yeah.
So my little speaker's in the bathroom.
Waterproof speaker?
It's not a waterproof speaker.
Be careful.
Anyway, and I live, mine and Josh's house is in like a row of old stone terraced houses with like a little garden in front.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the neighbours, really pleasant. They're all quite old, aren't they?
Well, you said most of them.
And they all have a little bench outside where they sit in the morning if the weather's nice.
Oh, nice.
Tea and stuff. Wanky.
Is that where the sun rises?
It is.
At the front.
Okay. Yes. So Anne next door, she's, how old is Anne?
Pushing 80.
Yeah, I think she's actually 80.
You say that, she could be 60 now, couldn't she?
And when I'm in the shower, to let the steam extract, I open the window. Mm-hmm. But I'm always listening to tunes, I'm always singing and all that kind of stuff. So the other day I thought I'd mix it up, so I put Dre's 2001 on. Oof. And obviously tune after tune comes on, and then Pause for Porno obviously come on, didn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Which is, if everyone knows, it's not really an actual song, is it?
No, it's just a lot of...
Sounds like a porno.
It's an interlude.
So I'm, unbeknownst to me, I didn't know Anne was downstairs listening to this in the shower, coming out of the window. And when I'd freshened up, dried off and everything, and I'm on my way out, she goes, Charlie, you got a fantastic voice, haven't you? I've been listening to you singing in the shower.
Go on,
so, yeah, that was a little tale. Found that quite funny.
Josh, have you had anything this week fun, happy, unusual, sad? How's the Couch 5K going?
It's getting hard now, week four. It's quite tough now.
Is it?
I ran on, because I do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mm-hmm. I've not run yet today. I'm going to do it after this. But obviously Monday was...
I might go for a run later.
Was it? I would join you, but I'll be humiliated. obviously gig was on Sunday, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A massive adrenaline come down on Monday. Obviously just exhausted, but and it was pissing it down as well, but I forced myself out. That was pretty good. But and it went to, it's not a negative YouTube comment, it's more a negative life comment. I was with Soul Brother Tommy Harrison the other day.
every single time.
And because he lives in Manchester, and he reminded me of this time that we... So, when we did the BBC Music Day thing at Piccadilly.
Oh, yeah, with the choir and stuff.
And then from that, they put a huge BBC Sounds poster in the tram stop.
You did. Is that still there?
Yeah.
Is that there?
I think so, yeah. Jeez. It's been up there for a few years now. But it wasn't too long after that that they put it up. And I was like, I was meeting up with Tommy. I met up with him the other day and he reminded me of this because it was funny as hell. Yeah, so I met up with him. I was like, oh, do you want to see something funny? So like, we went down to the tram thing because it's obviously like a 12-foot version of me down there. And we walked down there just about to see it. And these guys were fucking ripping it to shreds. Not physically, but like verbally. Saying that their hair's fucking shit. All this kind of stuff. They were fucking ripping it. Then they turned around and looked at me. Saw that it was me in the poster. And then they just continued to laugh harder.
Really?
So I thought that was like, not negative YouTube, but negative life.
Yeah.
Comment. I just walked away.
There's a certain point when you're on that tram, isn't there, Josh, where it stops and your head's in the window.
Yeah, it lines up perfectly with the window. The amount of people that, when I used to be on social media, they'd send it to me. And it would just be my head perfectly like this, looking down into the...
Do you know Ash Ramsden's been mentioned quite a lot on the podcast?
Yeah.
Someone's made a mock-up of a book, like his autobiography, in my own words, look. And it's got a sticker on it, as mentioned on the Blossoms podcast.
He's actually...
He did that!
Just one of his mates from work. There you go.
I've got a... What's on the news?
Go on, Miles.
Amazing.
What's on the news?
Amazing. Fucking hell.
Malian woman gives birth to 9 babies.
I've seen that this morning.
That is fucked up, man.
Five boys.
Marley?
In one go.
Malian, so she lives in Mali.
Even though it was a fucking place.
So 9 in one go.
What would you call that?
That's like a litter.
Non-uplets, I think it is.
Yeah, fuck. Non-uplets.
Non-uplets. Yeah.
And Mali's government flew her there for. She had to go to Morocco for specialist care. Five girls and four boys were born by cesarean section and doing well.
Yeah, I mean, childbirth's fucked, isn't it, when you think about it.
9 kids.
That's a lot.
That's exhausting.
Was 9 at once.
Are they premature, the children? Like, are they really small? Do you know what I mean? Because I'm just trying to think, obviously, nine
babies. They must be small. It says there's two more than the scan predicted. So they knew there was 7.
That's still intense as hell.
It's like a dog litter.
It's extreme.
Do you know what I mean? Like, dogs have like that many pups, don't they?
Should we see what the record is?
That
surely
you
has
don't need
to. Be
to that is definitely nothing more than that. 100%.
Most children born
non-uplets. Is that what you said, Charles?
I'll see you again. 5 aside, we're one short.
For fuck's sake.
Tell you what, that's going to be...
It's the mum or the dad, that. They can join in, can't they?
That's going to be an expensive Christmas and birthday.
The mum or the dad's on one team, one's the ref.
The record was 8 people in 2009, so this one is obviously going to be the new world record.
Oh, actually, shit, including the mum and dad, they're a team, aren't they? They're a left-and-a-side team.
Oh, yeah.
10-piece.
Imagine having that many brothers and sisters that are all the same age as you. Be fucking mad,
that's going to be a costly setup every year.
There's a family, isn't there?
She must be able to. She must win a competition for having that. She must have to get support for that. That's too fucking much. That.
Yeah, it's very intense.
Any other news?
No, that's it. Let me have a.
I mean, there's a couple that got engaged at our gig. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh fucking hell! Yeah, do you know what?
Yeah, that was during your girlfriend.
That made like local news and shit, didn't it?
You know what? Honestly, I watched that in the morning, hungover, adrenaline come down, tearing my eye, 100%.
And you know.
For fuck's sake. Now. I had a tear in my eye and it really got me. I messaged him, by the way. I don't know if you've any seen. I messaged him, offering him guest list and that. If what, come to a gig of their
Did you scope the video? It was just before we kicked in. They were, he was like...
He's nervous,
take a photo.
What are the names? Do you know what the names are?
He's called Jimmy.
Jimmy. Well, Jimmy said to his now fiancé, I'll turn around and get a picture. Imagine she was like, fuck off, I want to watch him go on. And just ruined the whole thing. That's what I'd do.
I think she puts it on the wrong hand in like a state of like shock.
Aww, they're cute.
There's a young lad who messaged me on Instagram called Alfie Dodd, who's been going through a bit of a tough time. And he said our podcasts have brought him a lot of joy, so I'd just like to give him a little bit of a shout out there.
Alfie
Dodd.
Big up, Alfie.
See you at a gig soon, mate.
100%. Other news, football. I mean, I know
it's done well, hasn't it?
Yous are into apparently. It, but... City, first time Champions League final.
Yeah,
I
big
was
moment
fucking
for us.
Buzzing.
Very, very much so.
First time.
So this is first time.
They were like fucking boss.
This is welcome
everything.
News yeah, for
this is
fellow.
Big. This is like
blues.
How big can it go? It's always something else, isn't it?
Yeah, well, this is like the best.
This is Champions League.
This is like yeah, club level.
But the other one's fucking non-champion.
Well, it's no. So at club level, there's the league, the FA Cup, the League Cup, then there's like the Champions League.
It's domestic trophies. Such as the Premier League, the FA Cup.
Is it so? This
Carabao
is the best
Cup.
One.
Well, the Champions League is regarded.
So there's more.
The FA.
So the Champions League is like the best teams in all of Europe play against each other, and it's like a knockout thing. And obviously, to get to the final is very hard.
Oh,
and
so this is European. So it could be like a German team that wins.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, the other leg is tonight, and it's Chelsea, a London team, and Real Madrid, who are obviously from Madrid in Spain.
Mm. It's 1-1 on aggregate, which means in the first leg, it was 1-1.
Right. What was this game on Sunday? Is that a different league?
Sunday.
It didn't happen on Sunday.
That was Premier League.
That's what confuses me. It's like watching three series at the same time. It's like watching The Office.
No, it's not.
The UK Office.
No, it's not. It's like
and
no
fucking Lost.
No,
do you know what
not.
I mean? That's
no,
what it's
no,
like.
It's not. It's like it's like watching The Office, and that's one programme, so that's football.
I mean, I watch
but
the
inside
Office
the Office is three different stories going on. That's it.
Yeah.
It's not hard. You can follow three stories, can't you? I haven't
the energy. Yeah.
You don't listen to Tim and Thingy and go, oh my God,
who's Tim?
Who's Brent? Do you know what I mean? In The Office.
Yeah. I'm watching the US at the moment.
Oh.
How well do we know each other?
Nice.
We don't.
Okay.
Josh, you're answering about our friend on the keyboards.
Okay.
Right.
Miles Smellock.
What is Miles's full name?
Scott Kellogg.
Correct.
My made up. Full name is Miles Scott Morris James Michael Kellogg. So there's one for you. My granddad's name is my brother's middle name's Morris, so I put Scott and Morris together. Then I wanted to be called James Michael.
Why?
So I invented that. So Miles Scott Morris James Michael Kellogg.
So that's your unofficial name.
Why do you change it by default?
Do you know what
it's
I'd
cheaper
like?
To change it.
Do you know when people? Do you know when people have the names that are like initials?
Yeah.
Like MS Kellogg. I'd love MSMJM Kellogg. That'd be boss, wouldn't it?
Fucking.
It sounds like a disease.
Could be arranged.
Anyway.
Deranged.
Yeah.
Ask me a question.
Right, so...
Miles, what's Josh's full name?
That's one question at a time, isn't it?
No.
Didn't know it.
What's
Josh's full name?
I don't know his fucking middle name. I don't even know his birthday. I don't know anyone's birthdays.
We're going to guess it then, come on.
Joshua Peter Dewhurst. No, it's not. I know
okay,
it's not.
Okay, someone else in this room has the same middle name as Josh.
Joe and Josh have the same middle name.
Yeah, we share the same middle name.
I don't know.
And it begins with a J.
It's quite biblical.
Wait, J.
Biblical.
George.
John. Joseph.
George.
George.
John.
John.
Yeah.
John.
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 JJD.
Joshua John.
It's a very biblical name.
Ooh, Miles is a prick. Right, come on. Give me another one.
Josh.
This is Josh. What's something that always cheers Josh up when he's sad?
Christ.
I mean, you could say laughter, but something must ignite the laughter. Mm-hmm. So, very vague, laughter.
I'll take that, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say jazz. I was going to say something.
Yeah. Jazz.
Mm. Not jazz.
BM.
I'll take that. Laughter's
BM would have been top answer.
Yeah, I think BM would have been top answer.
Yeah.
Same goes the other way around. Josh to Miles. What makes Miles feel happy when he's sad?
Quite a generic question, to be honest, though, isn't it?
It's good, though, isn't it?
I don't think I know the answer to this.
What do you think? Video games.
100%.
Yeah. it's a sense of you escapism.
Love, yeah, you like you.
Yeah,
you know I mean, you enjoy.
That's, there's no shame in that.
If you felt a bit shit, you went home and you play a video game.
You probably feel better,
don't
you?
I'll take that.
Or Emily, she brings you a lot of peace and shit.
True.
Food,
definitely. Now these days,
if Miles had the choice, would he prefer to live in $1 million mansion in the country or live in a cozy apartment in the city?
Oh, good question.
Quite a lavish guy on the sly, aren't you? I think you'd have the £1 million house.
Yeah, dead right.
£1 million
in
house
in the countryside.
Oh, well, better.
Or £1 million apartment.
Yeah. No. Oh, so are you basically saying, would you live in London or fucking...
Yeah, but that's the difference between a mansion and a flat. You'd definitely take a mansion.
But it's still a cosy apartment.
Right. You like space,
fucking,
don't you, Miles?
I couldn't be arsed. Like, fucking Manchester.
Can't,
nah.
You can't drive out, though.
Yeah, see, I would go.
I'll learn how to drive.
I would have the apartment in the city.
I won't.
You love an apartment.
Hey,
you're,
this isn't about him. This is about me and Josh.
Yeah, fucking hell. All right, Miles.
This is between
so
us.
So I want to know. Flip the question, Squish. I want to know. What do you think Josh should have?
Well, I mean,
bear in mind, there's very little of me. Imagine that in a big ass mansion.
Okay. Yeah. I'm assuming you'll go for the flat then.
Well, I think. I mean, I like the countryside and whatnot, but in terms of.
Everyday life.
Everyday life.
I think
life.
You'd get bored in the countryside, Miles.
It'd be a holiday home, though. Do you know what I mean?
Fucking.
Well, obviously,
in an ideal
world, you know, everyone would want.
I've already got a house, as everyone fucking knows from this podcast. So the £1 million countryside holiday.
I think
home.
A feng shui.
I don't need a flat, mate.
Feng shui flat would do me.
Yeah, Josh.
In terms of this competition, I'm not saying what I strive for.
I'd like to be near the city. I like going out for drinks and out for tea more than I like relaxing, doing nothing. So if I had to choose, and it's less fucking shit to tidy up.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Less maintenance, isn't it?
Obviously. Yeah. As long as it had enough room to have a little fucking studio or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? But I've always liked... I used to love bungalows, didn't I? I know that this isn't about me, but that's my opinion.
Last one for each of us now, then, I reckon. That's it, and that's a good little cosy one.
What do I hate most about my job?
So that's Miles to me.
To you, yeah.
What does Josh hate most about this job?
That we shouldn't really be able to call a job.
Yeah, it's not really a job, is it? Hate.
It's a strong word, that.
Oh, getting ill after long flights.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
No, that's a very good
one. And it's
one.
Not just like, I've got a cold, it's like,
it's medical,
I'm swelling up. On my face, my eyes, my tonsils. It's always something like that,
isn't it? Severe, isn't it? Yeah. That's a good one, that.
And I know what mine is, which could be this for any job.
Getting up early.
Yes.
Straight away.
Whenever we have them fucking...
you fail, don't you?
Do you know
you
what?
It's not...
It's not... No, I used to. It's more so the night before.
Yeah, it makes
I
you
can't
not
enjoy
sleep.
Myself and I'm like in bed... You know, take the gig we did in December.
this one's funny.
We had Chris Evans in the morning, didn't we? And I was like, I'm getting off. Went to bed.
You get off, walked off stage, got to bed. Then I think you were the worst in the morning.
Yeah.
We all went out, had a few drinks, got up dead early. Miles was worse than us. It's like...
Just hates the mornings.
Not a morning
guy. I hate
the
mornings. That's it now.
Anyone want some bullshit or what?
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Ready?
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah. Cockroach's milk... is five times more nutritious than cow's milk.
Cockroaches produce milk. Cockroaches produce milk.
What freak has tasted a cockroach's milk?
I don't think it tastes not five times tastier.
Are you saying that
cow's milk?
Yeah, how the fuck do they know?
Are you not
then?
Saying like? Are you what saying experiment? That they produce milk? Or are you saying that if you put a cockroach in a pestle and mortar, it'll create a milky?
Oh
fucking...
no! What if you mush it up?
Yeah.
No! The milk of a cockroach
have difficulty
is five times as more nutritious than cow's milk.
Well, I firstly, I wasn't aware that they lactated. Do you know what I mean?
Cockroach's udder.
They don't, do they?
Cockroach udder.
Cockroach
milk. That's got to be that's
obscene.
They don't
even produce milk, do they?
That's fucking obscene, man.
Cockroach milk.
Have you made it up?
What do you think?
Have yeah, to be made yeah, up.
Can we talk about this more?
I want you to talk. Yeah, please talk about it more first.
Well, it sounds disgusting.
The cockroach is shagging.
No, hang on a minute. Are you saying that cockroaches feed their young?
I thought they just. I thought they don't die, do they?
He's probably. There probably is fucking cockroach milk, knowing him.
What do you think?
No,
Chaz?
No.
You're quite intelligent. What do you think?
Quite being the key word there, mate. Cheers.
That felt like I was offended, but it was yourself that was offending. That's what weird.
Someone told me this years ago, cochineal.
I like how your eyebrow raised when you said that.
What's cochineal?
Cochineal is a food colouring. And that comes from cockroaches or beetles.
Right.
So, and that's not
great
a milk.
Band.
They can't produce milk. Not, they it has to be bullshit.
Tick, can they?
I don't want to believe that.
It is.
Bullshit.
True.
Cockroach
milk is the thing, no. And it's five times more nutritious than cow's milk.
What makes it more nutritious to the offspring?
How much?
No, like the milk itself has got more nutrients.
Where does the milk
in, five times
in
more nutrients in?
Give me a cockroach, I will not be able to put any milk in a glass. Where does that come from, and how much milk does it do?
Look, cockroach milk.
Cockroach species gives birth to its live young rather than laying eggs. Its behaviour, yeah.
Cockroach milk is rich in protein, crystallized, so produced by a specific cockroach.
You know what though? Like, you're all saying it's fucking. You know what? I'm fucking a milk phobe. I hate milk.
Anti-milk.
Right, but this is what I'm saying. This is why I hate milk. Because you're all disgusted about a cockroach milk, right? That I'm that disgusted
about
cow's milk because I think it's weird.
It's
that
more
someone,
surprised than disgust.
Some weirdo sucked an udder at first to get cow's milk.
People suck like fucking horses' knobs and that. So I'm sure they have though, aren't they? Them weird videos you get shown in like year 8 in school. Fucking always.
Yeah.
True though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't make it right. I'm saying that it's norm. Milk's fucking weird. It's so weird. It's meant for a baby cow, not a human.
Like human
milk. Like cockroach's milk is made for a fucking baby cockroach.
I'm
what's
on
a baby
board
cockroach
with this.
Called?
Cucaracha.
Fucking hell.
But yeah.
How to milk a cockroach.
Tom's fucking...
That's
go
the
on.
Name.
That's the title. Calling it a superfood.
That'll be... See, soon everyone will be fucking drinking it. You'll come here. You'll probably start drinking it.
Can I have a flat white with vegan cockroach milk, please?
Wouldn't be vegan, would it, Mush?
What's on the subject of animals? Saw a really, really nice documentary the other day. Recently won a BAFTA, I think, or an Oscar, one of the two.
Go on.
Let me find out what the fuck it's called.
That is the most Miles thing, that, isn't it? Like,
No.
Fucking hell, watch this dead good thing. It's got right, a BAFTA. What's it called? I can't remember.
Honestly, Netflix, My Octopus Teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've not seen it, no, but
that sounds like a Disney
thing. This guy basically just follows around an octopus.
Oh, I've seen the trailer.
It's fucking well good.
He goes, yeah.
Really good.
He swims out to it every day, doesn't he?
Swims out to it every day, films it every day, and it starts to like recognise him and become his friend and stuff. And
oh, really? How long is it?
It's like an hour and a half long.
I might watch that
tonight. It won in either an Oscar or a BAFTA and stuff, and it's genuinely... BAFTA.
An octa.
But it's really sad. And genuinely, it was like, you know, you're feeling a bit lame and you want to like go, yeah. The world's beautiful. It's a beautiful place.
Oh, fucking hell, man. I broke my heart.
Do you know what I mean? No, it is though, innit?
When your piano's shit at home, you just want to watch the thing about an octopus.
You just look at
octopuses. You ever kissed a girl, son?
Here's one for you. Debenhams has announced it will shut its remaining stores by the 15th of May, closing the door on more than 200 years of trade on the UK high streets.
Fuck.
Have you gone from octopus to Debenhams closing?
It's gone.
That's sad, that.
I had a load of Rosher John Rosher for Josh.
Guess what else is gone? Us. See you next week. Yeah. That's a good way of ending it, isn't
God.
It? Yeah. That's enough.
Debenhams.
See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.